Are North and South Korea heading toward a historic peace agreement, or is another trap being set by the communist country? That's what analysts around the world are trying to figure out, and that's what we're explaining first today on CNN 10. I'm Carl Azuz. The two Asian countries have wrapped up historic talks this week in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang. And South Korean officials who were there say that the North plans to hold off on weapons tests for the time being, and that it wants to talk to the United States, a South Korean ally, about normalizing relations and the issue of eliminating North Korea's nuclear weapons. They're considered illegal by the international community, including the U.S. American President Donald Trump says he believes and hopes the North is sincere in its moves toward peace with the South. He also says that the new sanctions, the penalties put on North Korea by the U.S., helped pressure North Korea to change its tone. But America says it wants the North to take concrete steps toward getting rid of its nuclear weapons before the U.S. gets involved in direct talks. And keep in mind that just months ago, President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un were openly threatening each other. Some international analysts say they're skeptical that the North really wants peace. North Korea has agreed to give up its nuclear program before, in 1994 and in 2005, and then it cheated on those agreements. Critics say the North is only trying to get relief from penalties without giving up its weapons programs. One thing everyone will be watching is the military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea that resume later this month. In the past, they've deeply angered North Korea.